from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey plans to build 88,000 affordable homes over the next decade. Matthew Hirsch with the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says that's not enough.
Folks need to work more than two minimum wage jobs full time in order to earn an average two-bedroom rental in New Jersey.
The National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimates the state is short 200,000 affordable homes. An investigation is underway after human skeletal remains were found in the woods in South Jersey. State police say they were discovered in a rural area off Lebanon Road in Deerfield Township in Cumberland County on March 6th. It's unknown how the victim died or when they died. And the cost to play the Mega Millions lottery will go up this week.
The price of a Mega Millions ticket will go up to $5 following Friday's drawing. Officials say the price increase will lead to faster growing jackpots and better odds. Every prize will also now be worth more than the cost of a ticket. This is the first price increase for Mega Millions since 2017. I'm Lisa Taylor.
News brought to you by Value City Furniture. Get spring savings at Value City NJ. Save up to 50% off living rooms, bedrooms, and dining rooms. Get the lowest prices of the year on the outdoor furniture. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions may apply. See store for complete details. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Oil prices are falling after an unexpected production increase announcement from OPEC. Eight OPEC plus countries agreed to increase production by 411,000 barrels per day starting next month. That pushed prices down 6%. But on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 1,679 points, its worst day in years. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will it warm up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will probably pick up about an inch of total rainfall between now and early next week. Yes, much needed rain, drought. I wish it would just come all at once, though, because things are going to be kind of damp and dreary and miserable at times. Keep the umbrella handy and the jacket, too. We will see pockets of dry weather along the way. Scattered showers are set to return to New Jersey tonight, and there is a chance of a thunderstorm, maybe even a stronger storm cell spitting out some wind. Low temperatures tonight dropping into the upper 50s. Tomorrow we're in the 60s with rain showers through midday, then trending drier in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and mild. Saturday, though, turns cool and dreary. Highs only make it to around 50. Best chance of showers Saturday will be early and late. And then Sunday, one more burst of warmth back to the 70s. Dry early on Sunday, then scattered rain returns in the afternoon to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson 70, Hamilton 75, Cape May Courthouse 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by At Home Recreation, now offering 60 months 0% financing on all swimming pools and packages. It's never been easier to own your own backyard resort. Swim for 5 years interest-free. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. That's athomerecreation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.